We're back at Salzman Stadium for the start of the second half with more live play-by-play coverage from 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to Alumni Field inside Dwight Salzman Stadium. And honestly, I'm proud of you guys back there in the booth, making sure we're sounding okay, but also doing the pregame and halftime show. That's awesome. I'm really proud of how you guys are handling this, with it being the first time doing it and not really knowing how to really work the board. Going in through a crash course this morning before the game, you guys are doing a fantastic job. But Floyd, we're just about 90 seconds, until kickoff of the second half. And what was the one thing or a couple of things that you liked in this first half?
You got to give credit to Noblesse, the freshman coming out and playing his heart out this first half. He had his mistakes.
Yep.
Yes, like you'd expect from a freshman after his great, really great start. But just if he can keep that up, it's going to be our offense is going to just roll over this defense, no problem. And then the D-line stepping up, getting those sacks when they need to. It's just amazing because this is Coach Doral's first recruitment class, and he recruited all these D linemen here. Coach D, we wish you were here to watch this right now. We miss you, we love you, and we hope for the best for you, your family, and your father.
Yeah, nice little shout out there to Coach D, who unfortunately had to step down and move back home after some pretty great years here as the head football coach at Bluffton. We all do miss you, Coach. But we're 30 seconds left to go here until kickoff of the second half. Sorry, I'm cold. They have the hatch up for the people to go up to finish recording this game. It is not heated in this press box. I am freezing my tushy off.
I'm nice and toasty. Thank you very much.
You have like multiple layers on. I was not prepared for this, to be honest.
Well, then you should have prepared more.
Yes, you're right. I should have done more. I do have hand warmers in my room that I probably should have brought out here with me. That's really the only thing that's cold. But, I mean, no, you're correct. Talking more about Bluffton football instead of us freezing our butts off. Noblesse had a fantastic start of this game. He finished the first half 15 of 21 for 216 passing yards, one score, and one pick. But, like you said, you couldn't have asked any more from the freshman to come out and start this game. It was amazing. And as Defiance and Bluffton get their special teams out ready for this kickoff, what's the one thing you think maybe we'll see to start this offensive drive for Bluffton?
I feel like they're going to go straight for the pass attack. They're going to fake it off to Drake, who's also been having a great ground game today, and they're just going to go for the pass attack.
So that looks like Thaddeus Phillips with the return there for the Beavers, and what a great return. He catches it on the far side and reverses traffic, goes to over on the near side of the football field, gets across the 50, down around the 45-yard line, in the Defiance territory very quickly.
Yeah, Defiance did the exact same thing Bluffton did in the first half. The kickoff team did not stay in their lanes. They did not cover the gaps they were assigned to cover, and it left a wide open lane across the field for the Beavers to exploit.
I mean, honestly, that was on the first real kickoff, I would say, kicking into the wind in this game. They had a placeholder there to hold the ball, but not much for the kick. Noblesse is back out at quarterback, gets the handoff, pitches it to Drake Campbell. Campbell trying to make a move happen, and he gets tackled behind the line. A very big loss there for this Beavers offense.
Yeah, there was immediate pressure from the defense on that play. They were not fooled by it because the defensive end, he broke off from his tackle, and he was there to cover the quarterback, which left the running back option the only thing left, and it was just well played by the defensive end of Defiance right there.
So Noblesse back out there in the pistol formation in shotgun. He has three wide, two down here on the near side. Motions Campbell to his left side. He is awaiting the snap. Drops back. Hands the ball off to Campbell. Fakes the throw. Campbell has a good little hole there. Spins out of a defender's arms. Almost breaks out of another. Gets tripped up. gets back what he lost, and he also gains about four on the carry, third down and six for Bluffton. With 13:40 here to go in this opening drive of the second half.
Amazing run right there by Campbell. Finds the hole, breaks a tackle, gets the yards he needs to make this a manageable third down for the Beavers.
Novus back in pistol formation. He has three wide receivers out. Sends Campbell to his right side. He's awaiting a snap. Drops back to throw, looking for a receiver. Finds one over the middle. Just does not get it. Ball dies. Great defense there from Defiance on Lucas Espedia, who was the intended target.
Yeah, Keon was going on a under route, and he was wide. He was more open than Espedia was. So there was a better option right there than throwing it to the deep route, because Keon would have had the first down.
Now, this is the first punt of the game for the Beavers. Adam Duncan, not only is he a receiver and the kicker, but he is also the team's punter. With fourth down and seven, Bluffton will be kicking with the wind at their back. High kick, high snap. High kick, too, from Duncan. Hits right around the five, and the Beavers, they almost down it inside the five, but it rolls out of bounds. That would have been a great special teams play there for Bluffton if they could have pinned Defiance onto their own goal line.
Wait, so did it roll into the end zone?
Yeah.
Out of bounds.
I meant end zone.
Okay.
I meant end zone. I'm sorry.
You confused me right there because you just confused me a little bit right
sorry,
there.
Sorry. I'm used to that last drive in the first half when they kept running out of bounds after catching the ball.
Right.
So it is a touchback for Defiance. They will start their first drive of this second half on the 20-yard line with 13:14 here to go in the third quarter. They are down by 13. It's 20-7. Bluffton has the lead. Miko, he has three wide in the pistol formation. He's awaiting the snap with Bennett behind him. Hands the ball off to Corey Bennett, the senior running back. Doesn't get much besides a yard or two on the draw up the middle.
First run play of this second half, they stop the running back. Whatever adjustments Coach Runda has made at this halftime worked on the first play. Now can the defense keep containing this running back? Because if they contain him, it's reliant on this passing game, which has pretty much been non-existent all game.
Now Corey Bennett, he led the team in rushing. He had 17 rushing attempts for 71 yards. His longest was a 13-yard run. He also has one rushing touchdown. So, yeah, he's been the thorn into the side of these Beavers on defense. And Ollie Moore breaks through the line, and it's an interception there for the Beavers. What a pick there from number 33, Dylan Schaefer, the junior linebacker.
Beavers come out. And they do what they – the defense goes out and does what they need to do. They get a big play inside Defiance's 30-yard line.
So Bluffton, they start their second possession in Defiance territory again in great field position too.
Around the 27-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, defense stepped up, like you said. Ollie Moore coming through that offensive line, bringing pressure on Miko. Miko just throws it to a receiver, but it was to a Bluffton defender.
Yeah, well covered by Burkholder on that one.
It was Schaefer.
Oh, Schaefer, my bad.
You're right. Novus fakes the handoff to Drake Campbell. Sorry, it's cold, so my brain's a little frozen. But he gets the ball out to Adam Duncan. Duncan gets the reception, gets out of bounds. Gain of about five or so on the catch.
Nice quick little out route to get the drive started and moving.
Yeah.
Not, you don't need something big right now because of where the ball is placed.
So it's second down and five. Bluffton's in the pistol formation. Novus motions Campbell to his right side. Three wide receivers out. Fakes the handoff to Campbell. He's looking to throw for Lucas Espedia. Nice catch there for Espedia, and it's a touchdown for the Beavers. What a route there. He beats his defender, and Novus finds that open window, a tight open window, places the ball there perfectly for only Espedia to get across the goal line.
And Espedia comes down with the ball and walks into the end zone. What a throw, what a catch. This offense, they are clicking on all cylinders right now.
So right now with 11:58 left to go here in this third quarter, Bluffton has a 26-7 lead awaiting the PAT from Adam Duncan. Duncan with the kick, it's up, and it is good. So Bluffton now has a 20-point lead here early in the second half, and I think all the momentum is on Bluffton's side.
Yeah, the defense has been playing lights out except for that one drive where they let the Defiance running back run all over them. But other than that, the defense has been solid all game. They've been getting the stops. They've been getting the big plays. And this offense, they just look like a whole new offense out there with Nobles back there. He's just played so well this entire game and just orchestrating such a beautiful offense right now.
I mean, looking at the stats for Nobis, he's 17 for 24, only 7 incompletions. He has 243 passing yards and 2 passing scores. Lucas Espedia now is up to 50 yards receiving with 1 touchdown. Tate Smith and the rest of the special teams unit is out on the field for the kickoff.
The ball fell over.
Yeah, Tate might need a placeholder with this wind. The wind's at their back, so that ball probably won't be able to stay on the tee by itself.
No, you saw Defiance using a placeholder in the first half. Bluffton will probably have to use one for the second half, too.
Yep, and they have one right now for this kickoff. They finally closed the hatch to the top of the press box, and now all the wind is gone. Thank goodness.
Another squib kick.
Yeah, it wasn't a very big kick or far kick, and Bluffton is there to pile up that returner for Defiance. I believe that was number.
It was a lot of beavers.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
Something that could have that they could have done a little better is get that ball out, because they had 3-4 guys on them instantly. Someone could have ripped that ball out and made a big special teams play right there. But it was just a great stop nonetheless, because they didn't let him gain anything.
Right.
This is probably the worst field position Defiance has started with all game long?
I'm not sure.
I feel like it is because of all the other shorter squib kicks.
So Miko hands the ball off on first down and 10 on the 31-yard line to Corey Bennett. Decent gain there for the senior running back. A gain of about 5 or so on the carry. Second down and 5. Ball on the 36-yard line for Defiance. Miko is looking at the sideline to get the play call from the coaches. I almost said officials. I don't know why I was going to say officials. He has a trio package here on the near side with a receiver on the far side. Hands the ball off to Bennett again. He tries to cut back into the middle.
He gets stuffed.
Yeah, he gets met by a slew of beavers there on the defensive line. It looked like Zick was, like, holding him up in the air.
Yeah. The running back just doesn't want to go down. He wants every yard.
Yes.
And you got to admire his grit to try and do that. But Beavers' defense, they're just not letting him. They're doing everything in their power to keep him down. Because if they can keep him down, they keep the Defiance offense down.
Miko. He has 4 wide, 3 on the far side of the field, 1 down on the near side. Bennett is behind him in the pistol formation. This Bluffton crowd is trying to get as hype. And there's a fumble. There's a snuff play. Isaac Zikafus was the one to meet Bennett in the backfield, ship the ball from him, and the Bluffton Beavers recover the loose ball. What great plays back-to-back from this defense to give their offense
phenomenal field position.
Yeah. Wow.
So far, I think all but one Bluffton drive this half has started within the Defiance 40. This defense, they've two drives in a row. They've come up big with 2 takeaways. They're setting this offense up to blow Defiance out of the water.
Defiance is showing blitz. Nobis has three wide all on the far side of the field with Drake Campbell trying to do a little bit of a misdirection there, but that play got snuffed immediately. Loss of about four on the carry for Campbell.
Yeah, that the draw play wasn't going to get anything because they showed blitz and they stuck with it. They blitzed everyone more than the Beavers could handle. So just a better play call on the defense for that one.
Yep, defense won that play. Second down and 13 for Bluffton. Nobis has four wide, three on the far side, one down on the near side. He has Campbell, who he motions to his left hip. Nobis is awaiting the snap here in the shotgun formation. He gets it, drops back looking for a quick bubble screen. Almost a risky throw there to number 10, D'Angelo Woods. If the defender who was getting ready to meet Woods with a tackle was paying attention, that could have been an easy pick.
Yeah, Nobis threw it too really far away from Woods on that one. And if that defender was paying attention, that would have been an easy pick. And then the Defiance offense would be right back out there right now.
That was the safety, the sophomore safety for Defiance, number 30, is Steven Lucas, who almost could have had an easy pick if he was paying attention on where the ball was. Nobis now in the shotgun has four wide looking back to throw, and he finds a man over the middle, and it's Keon Gambin. And what a terrific catch there from the senior wide receiver, Keon Gambin, hauling that ball in right around the 15-yard line.
That was just phenomenal by Keon. Just immense concentrations on that to bring that ball in because it looked like he was going to drop it, but he held on to it. It's just amazing what these seniors are doing today.
They have Isaac Sikafoos out there at running back and Plummy Gardner in at quarterback.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
What are they doing? They handed the ball off to Zick, and Zick is just plowing through. Gets about 2 or 3 yards on the rush.
You got to love the mega dual threat they got back there because you know Plummy can run.
Yeah.
He's proven he can run the ball and run really fast.
Oh, yeah.
He can also throw. And then you got Zick, who is just an all-around monster right in the backfield. Who are you more afraid of?
I'd be more afraid of Isaac Sikafoos. So they're flipping the play. They have Zick on the left side of Plummy. They have two wide receivers out on the far side of the field. Plummy gets the snap, hands the ball off to Zick. He finds a hole. Zick is plowing through people. Gets down around the 12 or so yard line. Third down, and actually they're going to mark him way farther back. It's like it's at that 14-yard line. Beaver offense is looking at the sideline to get the play call from their coaches. Man, they're just giving everything to Zick. He's having a great day defensively with that forced fumble to give Bluffton the football on this drive, and now he's just eating on rushing yards. Same play. Zick almost breaks out of a tackle. He has an open. Oh, my goodness. He gets tripped up right around the 5. He would have had an easy way in for an offensive touchdown. Breaks out of a tackle, and I thought he was going to be sacked behind the line. He just plows through those defenders of Defiance.
That's just Zick showing his athleticism, his strength, and why he is probably the most feared person in the HCAC conference.
I remember because he's the same year as us, and my freshman year, I remember – his nickname was Predator.
Yeah.
And that I was like, that dude is one person I don't want to mess with. And they hand the ball off back to Zick, and he almost gets across the goal line. Are they pushing him in? I think they're going to call him down right around the 1 or 2 yard line.
It looks like they're marking it within the one.
I would hand it off to Zick, let him try to jump over the middle.
That'll be hilarious.
They hand it to Zick, and he's still plowing. He gets met about 2 or so yards behind where the ball is, and he's still plowing through defenders of Defiance. Sikafoos is a powerful, powerful human being.
Yeah, that was just a missed block right there, and that was what let that defender get right back there in Zeke's face.
He did lose 2 yards on the carry. Zeke now has 17 rushing yards. They have same formation. They're reversing the tight ends to the right side. Two receivers out, and they're going to hand the ball off to Zeke. And there, it's a reverse to Adam Duncan. Duncan's going to keep it himself. He looked to throw, and he runs into the end zone. Touchdown, Beavers. What a play there from Bluffton.
Yeah, you think Zeke's running it to the side because he's, you know, a monster.
Yeah.
Flips it back to Dunk. Plummy's covered. Dunk sees green grass right in front of him and just strolls right into the end zone.
Well, Duncan was looking to do the same play he did when he threw his passing touchdown. He was looking for Plummy Gutter in that left corner of the end zone. Saw Plummy was guarded, so he kept it himself. Smart decision there from the junior receiver to just take it himself and get across the goal line for the score.
I mean, there was no one in front of him. It was an easy touchdown. And the Beavers, they're playing lights out football right now.
No question about it.
They are not letting Defiance have any breathing room in this game at all.
Adam Duncan's kick is up, and it looked to me from up here it was far left, but the officials down there say it was good. Some of these kicks I think that are good that they miss. I'm just going to stop saying until they give me the signal on whether it's good or not.
Yeah, I don't know how they can tell if it's good or not, but if they say it's good, I'm not going to argue because that's right. More points for us.
So with 5:39 here to go in this third quarter, Bluffton has a substantial lead, 34-7 over rival Defiance, and what is now just a butt whooping for Bluffton.
Yeah.
Well, not for Bluffton, but I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. But it's just the offense is playing phenomenal football right now.
It's not even the offense. The entire team as a unit is just playing lights out football. Tate Smith with the kick. Kicks it.
Pooch.
And they let it bounce, and he touches it, and it drops. Number, and he drops
it.
Unless they're calling him down after he was down. Now it's twice now. Bluffton almost recovered, and now there's a flag.
It's a sideline penalty.
That's twice now. Bluffton is not given.
This should be a sideline warning, maybe.
Yeah, Brian Coleman Jr. is telling those people on the sideline to get back. It is a sideline warning. Defiance has possession of the football. Zeke, who led a great drive on the ground, is back out there on defense.
Just let Zeke do everything right now.
See, I was confused on when they pulled Nobis out. Like, what are they doing?
They can't have two number sevens out there.
And when I saw Zeke out there, and that's what I figured.
Miko just stuffed that play.
Yeah, Logan Miko he handed the ball off to Corey Bennett. I thought he was trying to pull it out to throw. Ollie Moore almost forced another fumble. Looks like there's like Floyd said, a yellow jacket down. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout while they attend to the injured Defiance football player. You're listening to Bluffton Beaver Football here on 96.1 The Wit.
How do you wake up the entire African-American community to the hidden issue of mental health problems?
If we would have known earlier, we would have been much more supportive.
Share your story.
The healing is in me and can also be extended to others.
If you're strong enough to just open your mouth, that's all it takes.
Giving voice to what you're feeling is part of the healing.
It's time to share ourselves. Healing starts with us. Search online for stories that heal. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and the Stay Strong Foundation.
You're listening to Bluffton Beavers Football on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back here to Alumni Field inside Dwight Salzman Stadium. And the injured yellow jacket on the field was the starting running back, the senior Corey Bennett. And I don't like seeing injuries at all, but having a star player like that go down, hopefully he's able to come back into this game.
Yeah.
Because he's having he's having a tremendous day.
He's literally the Defiant's offense.
Yeah.
He's just having a phenomenal day against the Beavers defense. I hope he was really slow to get up. I hope he's all right. Even in a rivalry game, you don't want to see people go down.
So Miko hands the ball off to the other senior running back, number 8, Joe Webb. Webb gets a decent carry there on second down. Looks like it'll be 3rd down and 5 there for the Yellow Jackets as we get under 5 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. Miko looks to be having 4 wide. He'll have 3. Now he'll have 2 receivers on each side of the field on 3rd down and 5. Miko in shotgun and pistol formation. He hands the ball off to Webb. Webb gets met at the line from this great defensive front for the Beavers.
And Bluffton goes in and gets a...
There's another Yellow Jacket down. It might be one of their linemen.
Maybe my best guess is maybe that the senior running back and this lineman maybe hit cramping up.
I mean, that could be it.
Not
a lot of fluids. It's cold. Your body's taking a long time to warm up.
Yeah, and not to mention that in this cold weather, everything that hits you, like a hand slapping that bare skin,
it hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts bad.
Yeah, it's not good. He is back up, and it looks like he is able.
No, he's not back up.
Oh,
he's still on the field. Okay. Hopefully, it's not too serious.
I saw another guy walking next to one. I thought he was helping him off the field.
No.
My bad.
The trainers for Defiance are now helping up the injured lineman. It's like number 71, the junior right guard, Matt Groves. There's a big noticeable limp.
Yeah,
hopefully everything will be okay.
Well, let's hope he's okay.
Yeah. So as both teams are coming back out on the field, there's 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Beavers have a 34-7 lead over Defiance. It's 4th down and 4, ball on the 31-yard line. There's a shotgun formation for Logan Miko. Waiting this. Punt, actually. Almost got blocked. Beavers are going to let it roll. And looks like Donovan Clark is trying to make something happen, trying to reverse his field. And he's trying to get down. He lost a lot of yardage on that. The ball bounced right around the 40, and he gets taken down right around the 30. Questionable call there from the returner on to pick it up.
I don't have a problem with him picking it up. I have a problem with him reversing field and losing yards. Pick it up if you want to make sure it doesn't continue bouncing backwards, and then just take a dive or just run straight. But you lost, 5, 10 yards?
10 yards.
10 yards right there. And... yeah, your offense has been playing great, but give them that shorter field.
Yeah.
Make it easier for them to score.
So Zachary Nobis is back out on the field for the Beavers. He motions Drake Campbell to his right side. He also has 4 wide receivers in shotgun formation. He looks to throw for Hunter Morrison in and out of the hands of the senior receiver. Morrison gets hit after the ball goes out of bounds. Number 33 on the defense for Defiance was there on the tackle. That was the sophomore corner, Cody Turner.
And Bluffton's took their time with this one.
Yeah.
They're now getting lined up at 11 seconds.
So there is 3 wide with Campbell on the left side of Nobis breaks out of a sack, and he runs out of the pocket, gets a good little 2-3 yard gain there on the QB keeper. Third down and about 7 for Bluffton.
Just, again, freshman showing you good awareness. He knows the pocket's collapsed around him. Doesn't try to force the ball. Get runs and actually gains a few yards off of a
And it's smart
play.
To drop down and get yards. Don't risk the fumble. Don't risk a big hit. Yeah. Novus and shotgun formation sends Campbell to his left side with 4 wide on both sides of the field. Drops back to throw. And he was looking for Campbell. Campbell did not turn his head as Novus was feeling the pressure from that defensive line. Number 34, Defiance. Steven Lucas was almost there to make the great defensive play on the interception. At the right time.
Just centimeters away. If that ball had a little more air on it, Defiance would have came away with a big pick right there.
So Adam Duncan and the rest of the special teams kicking unit is out on the field for the punt. My only thing is you have a big lead. I understand throwing it, but wouldn't you want to try to run it, try to I know it's in the third quarter, but try to kill as much clock as you can.
I mean, your defense is playing phenomenal. Your offense has been doing great.
Nice punt there for Bluffton, and Adam Duncan gets a friendly beaver roll, and they down it right around the 16-yard line. Great kick there from Duncan, pinning Defiance outside of the 20.
But back to what I was trying to say earlier, you're trying to make a statement right here saying,
right,
no matter what, we are better than you. You're not coming back into this game. They are trying to
basically show dominance, right?
Yeah, take this team's out of the game completely.
Miko back out for Defiance. Bennett, it's good to see him back out on the field, the senior running back, getting that time to rest. Snap to Miko, hands it off to Bennett. Bennett trying to cut back. Nice little move there from the senior running back, but he gets met by a slew of Bluffton defensive linemen. Looks like he gets about, I don't even know if he gained anything on that play, to be honest.
No, it does not. It looks like he got stopped in the line of scrimmage. The D-line, they're playing their hearts out. They don't want this running back to get another yard on them. And it's showing with the way they've been playing in this third quarter. They've been playing phenomenally, coming up with big plays all throughout this quarter.
So Miko is going under center for the first time in the game. He has 4 wide out. Quick pass to number 15. Nice quick throw on that slant. That was Jason Santora.
They're actually giving him the first down. I thought he was stopped a yard short.
I mean, yeah, that was a great play there for Defiance. Junior receiver coming off quick on that quick route, and the quarterback under center just getting the ball out of his hands quickly.
They're going under center again.
Back in this same formation, 2 on each side of the field with Miko handing the ball off to Bennett. Bennett trying to do something, but there was just no running room in the middle of both lines.
No, the D-line, they're I don't know what adjustments they made, but they're not letting anything get up the middle. No big yards, no nothing right now. It's just, what does Defiance have anything in the bag of tricks? Do they have anything deep down in the playbook they haven't shown? Because I have not seen that quick pass before, and they've already revealed it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's not going to work twice.
So with under 70 seconds here to go in this third quarter, Bluffton is a 34-7 lead.
Miscue.
And what a miscue there from Defiance. Miko was looking to hand the ball off to Bennett on the right side. Bennett goes on the left side of Miko, and Miko realizes that he's not there, and he just dives in. Loss of a yard, it looks like.
That's a big shot in the foot.
Third down and 10. I wouldn't be surprised if they. Well, no. There's 30 seconds. No, there's 30 seconds and there's 10 seconds on the play clock. I thought there was about equal. So 4 wide in shotgun formation. Miko has been on his right side. Hands the ball off, and there's a fumble. man, this drive has just not been good for Defiance. Two miscues back-to-back on handoffs.
It started out all right for Defiance, but the quarterback and running back have just not been on the same pace these last two plays.
Not at all.
And now it's 4th and 15, and you got to go to your quarterback to punt it again. And Bluffton, they are just inches away from getting a blocked punt.
Yeah, but now that's the end of the third quarter, heading into the fourth, and you're down so big. Why not just go for it? It's the last game of the year. Like we've been talking about, both teams have nothing to lose. I mean, Bluffton has the hammer to lose.
Yes, we have.
But
we have more to. We have something to lose here.
I mean, true. I should have said Defiance has nothing to lose.
Yes, that is correct.
Thanks, Floyd.